Paola López is a dance maker and improviser with an active career involving performance, education, and activism. She recently debuted the Catleya Project, which aims to engage communities in a performative dialogue about the perception and construction of gender. Today, my guest is Paola López. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad that you're here. I came across you the first time ever at the Caldo Collective when you presented, and I just thought, she's got to come to State of the Arts. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
So Paola, tell us about your background info.
Like you said, I'm a dance maker and improviser, and I was born and raised in Colombia, in Bogota. I moved to the States in my early 20s. And to make a long story short, I came because I wanted to pursue my dance career. And the moment that I graduated from high school in Colombia, there was no university that offered that degree. So I decided to come to the States and earn my BFA in dance performance from Missouri State University. And while I was there, I started getting interested in other fields and their intersections with the arts. And I got minors in psychology and religious studies, which I focused in Buddhism. And then later on, I moved to Illinois and did my master's in aesthetics and ended up here in El Paso because of my partner who got a faculty position here at UTEP. So I decided to move and start fresh. And now I'm doing some teaching and performing and building some community networks and community projects that we kind of carried from Illinois.
And you're teaching both here at UTEP and at New Mexico State?
Yes, I'm teaching at both universities this spring and both in dance, in the dance programs. And we'll see what happens in the future semesters.
Well, let's talk about your work. How would you describe it?
My work has multiple levels. It comprises both activism and educational components and a performative component, of course. I work with improvisation mainly. I'm very interested in creating experiences out of what's available, and that often includes my audience. So I use a lot of audience participation in shaping my performances. I'm also very interested in challenging the idea of what dance is and how and who gets to dance and why. So I'm very interested in mixed abilities in dance. I'm interested in pedestrian movement and things that we often don't think about, or is not the first thing that we think about when we think of dance.
Is there a hero in your dance world that inspired you?
I would say there's many. Probably my biggest hero is not in the dance world, actually. It would have to be Dan Friedman. He's a political theater activist in New York City that really, I mean, him and a bunch of others, because, you know, we really never do this work alone. But he is the director of the Castillo Theater, and they really focus on building works that are relevant to the community and with the community. So they do political theater with community, and that's kind of a model that I'm trying to follow or to create with in the work that I'm doing right now.
So when I saw you at the Caldo, it was really neat because it was a whole transformation happening before our eyes. So it started one way and ended another. Is that a common thread throughout your work?
Not necessarily. For this particular piece that I was presenting at Caldo, I did do that when I finally did the performance. You know, I started in a very gender-neutral way, or what you would consider maybe not very feminine, without any makeup and wearing pants and long-sleeve shirts and, you know, and then slowly transition into what I have felt throughout my life as being the pressures that as women we have of how we should look and how we should present ourselves in public. So, yeah, so I changed my clothes and I put makeup on while I was both presenting at Caldo and also in a section of the piece. So it's more specific to this particular piece because of the topic of it.
So let's talk about Catleya. So first of all,
¿Qué es Catleya? The name, it has its history. I created a piece in 2013 called Sembrando Orquídeas, Cosechando Naranjas. And it was a piece that was mainly performance out of ethnography of the experience of my divorce. And this piece brought about a lot of issues having to do with my identity, you know, me being female, me being an artist, me being Latin. And when I started creating Catleya, it felt like a direct
child out of this other piece that I did.
And your harvest, your cosecha, no?
Exacto. That's my little harvest. So catleya is actually an orchid. It's the national flower of Colombia, and it just happens to be and have been my favorite flower for as long as I can remember. I remember the first bouquet of flowers I have ever got was when I turned 8 years old, and my parents got me this huge, beautiful bouquet of catleyas. And for me, it's an exploration on myself. And I think that catleya, because it's the national flower of the country I'm from, it actually happens to be the birth flower of January, which is the month I was born, really exemplified a lot of those things for me.
Ah, thank you so much for the lesson. But that brings us to the project. So this project's focus is very much on gender, and you've broken it into four separate concepts. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the four concepts, starting with space.
Yes. In the Catleya project, I'm interested in looking at both my perception and experience of gender and inviting my audience and other members of the community through other events to do the same. And space for me comes from how we occupy space as our gender prescribed role. I remember when I was very young, the difference between how I was told to occupy space versus my brother. Mm-hmm. So I was supposed to always sit with my legs crossed and to always sit up straight, to walk with one leg in front of the other. All of this space-related issues that had to do with being smaller than my male counterparts. So I'm really interested in looking at space and how we move through it based on our gender.
And then you have perception.
Yes. So how do we perceive someone from a particular gender and how we make meaning out of that and how that is a collective process and how that can change.
So is that something like, you know, I hear statements being made about powerful women who they'll say, I really like her. She works this world like a man. Is that the idea?
Yes and no. I mean, I would like to say that she works this world like a woman.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
Yes, exactly. And I think that it is that. And it is also, you know, how part of what has brought me to this project is that I'm very active in two worlds in the dance world. Mm-hmm. One is the postmodern experimental dance world, and the other one is the ballroom social dance world, which aesthetically require very different ways of looking. And it's been very conflicting for me. And so that's also, for example, part of what I wanted with me changing clothes and putting makeup on. It's like, how does your perception change when you see me in this way versus see me in that way?
And it's a very real topic. I mean, even in what you wear every day.
Absolutely.
So then we move on to identity.
Identity. I think this is a huge topic for this area because we're in the border and there's so many issues having to do with our identity. And most of the people here, we have this mixed identities. And I include myself in that because I've lived most of my adult life in the U.S. And for me, identity was more at looking at how it can be limiting. You know, people take a lot of pride in their identity. Mm-hmm. And in my research, I have found that that can be very limiting in terms of what new performances of ourselves we can create.
Perhaps putting yourself in a box in a way.
Yes. Absolutely.
I getcha. And then we go to presence.
Presence comes from directly my practice and study of Buddhism and meditation and wanting to be present with emotions and with what I'm doing in that particular moment. So I'm wanting to create these moments where I'm very present with my audience, with participants in a workshop, and really allowing the moment to drive what I'm doing instead of coming with a plan and going with that.
Right. And I mean, in this day and age, I think it's harder to be more mindful and present than ever because there's so much information, so much stimulation. And it is nice when you can just be in a moment.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, I think more than nice is necessary.
Absolutely. Okay, so you had a first performance of the Catleya project. So what's to come now?
So now I'm organizing a series of workshops. I'm hoping to do a series of workshops here in El Paso and some in Juarez as well. I also want to do the performance again in Juarez. And what I'm doing, actually, what I'm threading throughout every event is this big pieces of construction paper where people drew images and wrote thoughts after the performance that I want to carry through to make the material to create future performances as well as the workshops and talks. And so I'm hoping that the project will span about 3 to 5 years. So a lot of it is undetermined, of course, because that's how I work. But for now, for sure, we'll work with some community members with this.
So speaking of community members, you've had support from the Paso del Norte Foundation.
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable. I think they're as excited to have an artist under their wing as it must be for you to, you know, be able to do this.
Absolutely. I think that it gives credibility both to me as an artist and to the project. And we've raised already $600 through that. So I'm very excited because that's what's going to help me do this for free for the community.
Now tell us, what is the best way that people can stay in touch and informed about the Catleya project?
The best way is probably through my blog. So I have a personal website, which is sandrapaolalopez.com. And there is a blog there on Catleya where I post updates on every single aspect of the piece and what's happening and what we're doing. And actually, through there, you will also be able to find a link to donate to the Catleya project, which will take you to the El Paso del Norte Foundation website to do that.
Very great. Well, today my guest has been Paola Lopez. She's a dance maker and an improviser who's bringing us the Catleya project. And you can stay in touch with her project on her website, sandrapaolalopez.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.